You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every
From the 12th floor, 50 Penn Place in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, the home of 1340 The Game and News Radio 1000 KTOK. Welcome to the Locked On Thunder podcast. I am your gracious and humble host, Eric G., saying thank you so much for making us a part of your day. Coming up on this episode of Locked On Thunder, we are getting this published just so you can listen to this on your way to the peak tonight. And if you're listening to it on your way home, because we got it out maybe a little bit later than what we wanted to, we'll give you some stuff to chew on and think about. Plus, I always like doing these podcasts so you can go back and listen to it in retrospect to see how right or mostly how wrong I was about things that could happen in the game. So we'll be talking about this upcoming game with Cleveland, because for me, it's all about two things. I'll tell you what those two things are coming up here in just a moment. In segment number two today, the NBA is about to take a giant step forward when it comes to gambling with real-time stats, or actually it's not real-time stats, but real-time game information when you're at the sportsbook in Las Vegas, so you can bet during the game, you can bet at halftime. We talk about the odds changing, everything else that goes on with gambling, and they're just making it an overall fun experience for you. More importantly, we've just seen sports finally embrace the betting culture over the last few years, and I don't think that's a bad thing that you acknowledge it, but I do think there are some things that we got to be careful of. And we'll talk about that in segment number two. And then finally in segment number three, the situation with Markelle Fultz in Philadelphia does remind me a little bit of a couple of situations that the Oklahoma City Thunder have been in. So we'll discuss all that coming up today here on the Locked On Thunder podcast. My name is Eric G. I work for 1340 The Game here in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. I am the co-host of Game Day Saturday, which is a college football show on 1340. I am a credentialed member of the media. I've covered the Thunder for 5 years. I'm into year number six now, and I have loved every single minute of it. I am an Oklahoma City native, which is really cool, or actually a native of the state of Oklahoma. But I am in love with Oklahoma City, and that's something that I hope to bring across in this podcast is just the love that I have, not only for the state, but for the city itself. And if that bleeds through, then I think I'm doing a great job. And if you like what you hear, please go to LockedOnThunder.com as well as LockedOnPodcast.com. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Also subscribe to Locked On Sooners, because we're talking a lot about the Big 12 Championship this week. With that, we jump into our main content today here on the Locked On Thunder podcast. Cleveland Cavaliers in town for a game tonight, which means that this is being recorded on the 28th of November at 5:21 in the evening. And the game starts here in about an hour and a half. But the usual suspects for Oklahoma City are out. Hamidou Diallo still nursing a sprained ankle. Terrence Ferguson is out. And we might not even see Nerlens Noel tonight for this game, which it really shouldn't matter, because the Oklahoma City Thunder still should be able to beat this very depleted Cleveland Cavaliers team. And if you're wondering who's out for the Cavaliers tonight, oh my God, you think Oklahoma City's a MASH unit? How about this? David Nwaba out tonight. J.R. Smith, we know that he's not coming back to the Cleveland Cavaliers. No Sam Decker, no George Hill, no Kevin Love. The Cavaliers right now, I think they've got four wins on the entire year. What are they? 4-15 through 19 games, all right? So we're in game 20 for both the Cavaliers and the Thunder. And for the Thunder, I would say 20 games is about the sample size where we start to break down and really rip apart this team and look at what they need, who they can get rid of, whatever. Unfortunately, with the Thunder, you can't do that right now because they are so banged up that they're a patchwork team right now. You don't have Andre Robertson, and Lord knows when Andre Robertson comes back, is he going to be healthy? Hamidou Diallo, we've already gone over the guys that you don't have. So they've just really kind of been, they've had this patchwork team for this entire year, and they've been able to get a record above 500 and be firmly in contention in the Western Conference, firmly in contention to be at the top of the Western Conference with this team that is as hurt as any team in the NBA. When I think about what tonight's game is And I even not only think about tonight's game, but I think about what this Atlanta Hawks game is coming up on Friday night. For me, one, it's all about who the starting five is. And the starting five, it's just really about who is playing the two guard and how much Billy Donovan is really going to make that a fluid situation. And Billy Donovan likes to say he wants to make things a fluid situation, but really, we haven't seen Patrick Patterson start since he went to the bench, which is a good thing because he seems more comfortable coming off the bench. We've seen Jeremy Grant start in his place, and Jeremy Grant is a better player and should start and should get the bulk of the minutes. So it's about who starts at two guard, what the chemistry is like, are they able to, is that guy that you put in going to do enough on defense to warrant you running him out there every single night, which is what Billy Donovan covets more than anything. The other thing that this game is about to me tonight is where the Thunder's head is after taking a beating to the hands of the Denver Nuggets. And actually, it really wasn't a beating. The Thunder did cut that down to a two-possession game right before the end of it. But what kind of attitude do you come out playing against a 4-15 team? Do you come out and kind of slough them off, go into the arena, not have your head clear, or do you come out and you play aggressive and put them against the wall and keep them there all night long? And we've seen Cleveland Cavaliers this year, or we've seen the Cavaliers a couple of times. I thought with the Lakers, the only time that LeBron is going to be in Cleveland, I thought they played the Lakers really well, really tough in that game. And that's the kind of performance that scares me tonight, is that Cleveland, because they are so down, plays with that kind of that animal backed into the corner mentality, if you understand what I'm talking about. And can Oklahoma City match that intensity for 48 minutes tonight? Because you might need it for 48 minutes. You want to add a third thing to the list? Fine. Let's add a third thing. I thought it came down to two, but there's also a third. Does Russell Westbrook go back to playing the way that he's been playing this year? Or do we see Russell Westbrook do what he did on Saturday night with the Nuggets and go back to the way that Russell Westbrook used to play, which is not get his teammates involved, which is take ill-advised threes, which is take them early in the shot clock, and then we're stuck waiting another 2 hours for Russell Westbrook to show up and give us a post-game interview? Okay, well, not that that is really that big a deal, because like I said, what am I going to do every single night? But when I think, you know, Russ goes out, and this is the thing that probably irritates me the most about what happened on Sunday. It's not that Russ went and had a shooting session, because Russ's shot was off. And I don't have a problem with Russ going and working on a shot. It was the fact that Russ wasn't getting his teammates involved enough during that game. And that's what Russ needs to work on. And I don't think you can necessarily go have an assist session unless you're going to get four other guys to go out on the court with you and you just run through the offense. And I have no idea how many of his teammates would be willing to do that. I would think Paul George is probably willing to do that, and some of the younger guys would be willing to go right back to practice with him after a loss. But it wasn't so much his shot selection. It was just, well, it was his shot selection, but it was just the fact, it was more his volume than anything else that just irritated the living daylights out of me with that game. And that's something that Russell Westbrook has got to correct, not only tonight, but it's something that he's got to maintain going forward. And I realize Russ is going to rust. And you're going to have those games where you fall back into old habits. But if you can minimize those throughout the year, and we can look back at the end of the season and count the fact that Russell did it on one hand. So the max you get is five. So there's one. You got four more times to have a game like that this year if you're Russell Westbrook. If we can count them on one hand, then the Thunder should be in really good shape going into the playoffs. And that says that the chemistry is good. Now, when we get into the playoffs, is Russ going to revert back? There's a very good chance that he will. And I wouldn't be surprised if throughout the playoffs, Russ ends up costing this team a couple of games. But you'll take the bad. Because what Russ gives you, more than not, he gives you more good than bad on any particular given night. And tonight, I want to see good Russ. I don't want to see bad Russ again. Let's see good Russ and get ready for the Atlanta Hawks and Trae Young coming into town on Friday night. This is the Locked On Thunder podcast. I am Eric G. I want to thank you so much for joining us today. Coming up next on the Locked On Thunder podcast, man, we got a lot to talk about today and get it in a very short amount of time. We'll talk about how the NBA is improving the fan experience. The NBA is improving the experience for you. I'll tell you about it next here on Locked On Thunder. Want to lay a little money on the Thunder game with the Cavs? Maybe you want to lay a little money on the Thunder game with the Atlanta Hawks? Well, you should do so, and there's only one place to do that. That's at MyBookie. That's right, MyBookie. Why should you do it at MyBookie? Well, it's simple. MyBookie actually pays. I mean, you don't have to go to a website that's going to keep your money for you. You want to go to a website that actually pays you what you win. And I'm telling you the truth here. I wouldn't recommend it if I didn't know for myself what MyBookie was all about. So this is a service that's been good to me. I know it'll be good to you. They've got in-game betting, which we're going to talk a little bit about coming up here in this second segment. Also, if you're into fantasy, they've got that as well. They've got all sorts of things. You can bet the over and the under. You can do fantasy players and points. MyBookie.com is just a fun, exciting, guaranteed way to bet. And when I say guaranteed, that means they actually pay you money. And for first-time listeners, first-time bettors with MyBookie.com, they will match your first deposit 100% up to $1,000. So go make your first deposit at MyBookie.com, and you're going to get it matched up to $1,000. And just use the promo code LOCKEDON, okay? That's visit MyBookie, MyBookie, and don't forget that promo code LOCKEDON, and get your first bet, your first deposit matched up to $1,000. That's MyBookie. Play and get paid. You're on the Locked On Thunder podcast. Thunder and Cavaliers coming up tonight, and we'll be dissecting that game on tomorrow's episode of the Locked On Thunder podcast. I am Eric G. Locked On Sooners is out now as well. Both of those are available at LockedOnPodcast.com, as well as Apple iTunes, Stitcher, Google, Spotify, and Alexa, both part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. We talked to you about in-game betting. We're telling you all about MyBookie. And MyBookie is already ahead of the curve on the whole in-game betting. But the NBA and sports in general finally understand how big a part betting is of the sports culture. And the NBA is teaming up with a couple of companies to supply real-time in-game odds, real-time in-game features that will help you make bets. So if you're out in Vegas right now and you're at a sports book, or you're at a sports book around the country, considering the fact that gambling is now legal in the United States, or sports gambling is legal in the United States just about everywhere, and it's a matter of the states putting this into action, you can now lay a little money if you're late to the window. You don't have to worry about being early. You can now do in-game betting and have all sorts of fun with it. And it's just one more way of enhancing the fan experience. The reason I love this is because when you're at Buffalo Wild Wings, who right now is thinking about contemplating installing machines or computers or whatever they've got to install for you to bet while you're at Buffalo Wild Wings, and a lot of other sports bars are going to follow suit. But the NBA, 82 games a year, there's a lot of people that don't feel like they need to be emotionally invested for 82 games a year, where the NFL, as we've talked about, 16 games a year, that's no problem for people to get emotionally invested in. Same with college football. But now you start adding money into it, or you start doing fantasy stuff like DraftKings and FanDuel, and you're doing it through MyBookie, you're doing the fantasy thing there. Well, now, in the middle of December, in January, February, the dog days of the NBA, right before the trading deadline, now you're watching a game, you've got some action on it, you're going to be more into it. You're going to talk about it maybe at the water cooler more than you would if you just happen to flip on NBA TV and catch, say, the Bucks and the Raptors. As exciting as a game as that is, you may be saying, hey, I'll just watch that during the playoffs. Well, now you start putting money on it because you're getting the information in real time, and it's certainly going to make you more aware of what's going on. Yeah, the NBA totally gets it. The one thing that you've got to be careful of, and I really honestly believe that this should be a rule in every sport, is that betting is completely taken away from athletes, and I'm talking about betting on everything. That you've got to be careful of. You don't want your athletes betting on your sport. And a matter of fact, I think the leagues need to sit down and talk and discuss whether or not athletes need to be allowed to bet on any sport. The problem is with athletes, and everyone I know gambles. Every single athlete I know has some way of gambling, be it business ventures, be it gambling itself, be it cards, dice, sports, whatever. A lot of it with athletes is that competitive spirit. And a lot of what happens is that throughout your career, there's a lot of gambling that goes on in the locker rooms. There's a lot of gamblings that goes on during the games or practices, or you could just think of all the different ways guys figure out a way to take money from each other. Which I've never been in a position where, you know, I can afford to lose $1,000 and it'd be no big deal. If I lose $1,000, my wife is killing me. And that's something that the leagues are going to... One, I don't know if you can control it. I believe it is already sort of out of control and it's just there and it's something going on. But you've got to be careful of this because the last thing you want is it getting out of control, because then it starts to look bad. The fact that you're pairing with FanDuel, the fact that you're pairing with some of these other companies... makes me realize, you realize what's at stake here, and you know that if you embrace it, it looks a lot better than if you try and turn a blind eye to it. But still, with the athletes, there are some things that we need to watch out as leagues. This is the Locked On Thunder podcast. I am Eric G. We'll close things out coming up here in just a moment on Locked On Thunder, and we'll be talking about the Markelle Fultz situation in Philadelphia and why it reminds me of a couple of instances with the Oklahoma City Thunder. It's all right here on LOT. Locked On Sooners is published and out now, and you can listen to that at LockedOnPodcast.com, Google, Stitcher, Spotify, and Alexa. And you can subscribe via Apple iTunes. Also, the Locked On Thunder podcast available at LockedOnThunder.com and LockedOnPodcast.com, both part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day. Thunder Cavaliers coming up tonight, and the Markelle Fultz situation has hit the point in Philadelphia where Markelle Fultz probably needs to part ways with the Philadelphia 76ers, or they need to figure out a way to trade this kid. He's getting his shoulder looked at, and rumors are not everybody in the organization knew that Markelle Fultz was getting his shoulder looked at. But the bigger issue here is not his shoulder and whether or not he told his team or took off like Allen Iverson did. Or it wasn't Allen Iverson that did it with the Knicks. Wasn't even Jimmy Butler that did it with the Knicks. It happened to be Derrick Rose who took off with the Knicks. Sorry, man. Long day, brain fart, whatever. But that's not, to me, the issue. The issue is that you've yo-yoed Markelle Fultz. He was in the starting lineup. You brought in Jimmy Butler. He's out of the starting lineup. J.J. Redick goes back in. And now there's just this constant back and forth. And that was one of the issues that we've seen with the Thunder over the last few years, whether it had been Jeremy Lamb, whether it had been Anthony Morrow, whatever the situation is, that when you yo-yo guys back and forth, some of them don't ever seem to get in rhythm. There are guys that can live with that. There are guys that can sit on the bench, not play for game after game, get in and be just fine, and be ready to go and be that professional that you want them to be. There are others that have got to see regular time on the court. And Markelle Fultz may be one of those guys that the only way he's going to get better is to play day in, day out. So if you're Philadelphia, you better find a place for him, because if not, you're doing this kid a great disservice by just acting like, well, maybe you want to use him, maybe you don't want to use him. And I always felt like that's what the Thunder did with Jeremy Lamb. Do we want to use you? Do we not want to lose you? And it was very apparent that Scott Brooks didn't like Lamb, and he was going to have to go. And Billy Donovan wasn't that big a fan of Anthony Moore, which I get. I don't have problems with. If some guy's not fitting into your organization, you have got to do what's best for you. But I also have an issue when you know a guy has proven that he is going to need to be there every single night. He's going to have to be on the court every night. And if you can't give him that opportunity, then it's best just to let him go. And I don't understand why organizations don't seek to trade quicker. And I hope Philadelphia trades Markelle Fultz, unless they have plans for him. And Philadelphia is paying lip service saying they just want him to be the best player he can be. Well, maybe being the best player he can be means that he's on the court every single night. So hopefully Philly can get that taken care of, because I'd hate to see a guy with that much talent get squandered. And we've seen it happen here in Oklahoma City. And how many guys have we seen leave this organization, go off, and get better? Something that used to irritate me, I don't let it irritate me as much now. I just sort of believe that that's kind of the Thunder way. This is the Locked on Thunder podcast. I'm Eric G. That'll do it for us. We'll be back tomorrow to talk about the Cleveland Cavaliers game. We'll have audio from the post game from Billy Donovan and players. It's all right here on the Locked on Thunder podcast, part of the Locked on Podcast Network, your team every day. And until tomorrow, may God bless you and your family. Everybody love everybody. And of course, as always, we say peace, love, and thunder up.
You are Locked on Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast, part of the Locked on Podcast Network, your team every day.